I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have some appointments to talk about because, boy, it's getting weird. And I've got the greatest person to talk with about this very topic today. We're going to go through a number of the appointments, probably spend a goodly amount of time on Matt Gaetz and Mr. Hegseth, because they're at the top of the pinnacle of weird right now. And my next guest, special guest co-host on Thursdays, you know him well. His name's Tom Paulswitz, a two-time congressional candidate, a Navy veteran, and, of course, a small business owner. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Tom. It's great to see you.
Good to be here. I think a few things happened in the last week again. It's just amazing how much the world changes in a single week.
Which seems like the blink of an eye, does it not?
Yes.
Let's start in. Over the last 24 hours and certainly 48 hours, I think the Trump appointments are starting to roll in. And it was interesting to me because I kept hearing folks saying, oh, well, it doesn't look so bad after he nominated Marco Rubio to be the Secretary of State. And I kept thinking, why are you even saying that out loud? He's barely even gotten started yet. I'm sure it's about to get very weird. And indeed, it did. Perhaps of the greatest concern to date, I think, is when you start looking at the military intelligence complex, right? And then the Attorney General's office.
Right.
So we've got Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. We've got Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. Kristi Noem, who knows nothing about Homeland Security, is is going to be the Homeland Security cabinet member. And then Tulsi Gabbard, again, for the National Intelligence Apparatus. I mean, it's a little mind-blowing. What have your reactions been as some of these more eyebrow-raising appointments have rolled in, Tom?
Yeah, I'll go back to Marco Rubio. I mean, wasn't his nickname Little Marco?
Oh, yeah. We might even have some sound about Marco Rubio. Let me see. Listen, this might be back in the day. This is going to be cut nine, Cardi. Back in the day when Little Marco was running for president. Let's see what he had to say then about the guy that just appointed him Secretary of State.
The stakes are giving control of the party of Lincoln and Reagan, of the conservative movement, and ultimately of the United States over to a con artist. That will not happen. I make this promise to you today. I will do whatever it takes. I will campaign as long as it takes. I will stay in this race as long as it takes. Donald Trump,
that is
a con artist, will never get control of this party.
Well, Maggie, the thing I think about is, you know, Donald Trump not only likes loyalty, he likes a convert.
Yes.
He likes someone who's come out against him and now kisses his ring. And it's amazing to watch him in these appointments because you've rattled off quite a few who were against him and now completely for him.
Well, it's almost the entirety of the Republican establishment, from Mitch McConnell to Lindsey Graham. I mean, all of them.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've been reflecting upon is that it seems to me that, you know, the Liz Cheneys and Dick Cheneys and John Kellys and John Boltons and Mark Espers of the world, hey, maybe you should have been a little clearer, a little louder, much, much sooner.
Yes. And, you know, but even Mitch McConnell, I don't think he ever really came around, which is why he's on his way out. He realized, okay, I really have to fundamentally kiss the ring or move on. You know, back to Marco Rubio for a minute. You know, I look at and I see a person who, at least in my mind, really doesn't have the experience you would be looking for. So these appointments aren't really based on experience. And my question is, you know, because Trump ran this campaign on changing things, and he kept coming back to, look, the experts don't know anything. So he's going to put people in who don't really know anything about what they're going to be doing next. And I think that's a fundamental risk, especially for Secretary of State, especially the things that are happening in the world.
Yeah, it's a dangerous time.
I look at what, you know, Joe Biden and his administration is doing right now. This is a dangerous time. There's so many things going through back channels in negotiations. And to say that this is going to be like a you know, easy thing to fix. Oh, my goodness. Scary.
And I mean, to be, I don't know, fair isn't quite the right word. But Marco Rubio at least has sat on like the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's been in secured compartmental information facilities, and he's received confidential briefings, and he's been around. But even Marco Rubio, to the extent that he has been exposed to intelligence matters and foreign policy matters, has never been point on that. And as anybody who has moved from being staff to leading an organization or leading a department or being responsible in that different way, having some bona fides that show that you are ready for this particularly dangerous moment is lacking, even with Senator Rubio, which, again, a lot of the pundits said, oh, look, that's almost normal. And yeah, except it's not when you put his resume up against the resumes of prior appointees to the Secretary of Defense.
And you combine that with, you know, Trump doesn't have great relationships around the world with our allies. And then you're putting somebody into that seat who, at least personally for me, I don't know what he actually has, but it doesn't seem like he has great trusting relationships with our allies also. And how is this going to work from a negotiation and from a leadership standpoint if those things aren't aligned?
Yeah, it's 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to dig into these. I heard about the Gates appointment while I was on the air yesterday, Tom, and it was kind of, you know, live radio mind getting blown type of thing. And I thought one of our callers yesterday had one of the best takes on, because there's lots of guessing going on about why would Donald Trump pick this guy who immediately got a ton of backlash from Republicans like Chuck Grassley, I mean, from Iowa, so exasperated by Gates' questions that he stopped talking to reporters and stood there like with a stone face for 30 seconds. Rep Duarte from California, Matt Gates is under an ethics investigation and would be a compromised AG. There are better choices. We've got some sound. Let's see, Cardi. This is GOP Congressman Gonzalez talking about Matt Gaetz. This is going to be cut 13B, Cardi. Give me a little thumbs up when you're ready. 13B. Let's take a listen. This is pretty intense.
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress. But I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Let's take Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. This is cut 13A there. It's the one on the left. There you go. This was brief and to the point.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney General, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to consider somebody that is serious. This one was not on my bingo card.
He was on no one's bingo card, apparently, except for Donald Trump. Let's keep rolling. And maybe it's because Gates shopped around for a pardon at the tail end of the Trump administration because he knew he was in trouble for the very thing that Representative Gonzalez was talking about. Let's take cut 13C.
Was Representative Gates requesting a pardon?
I believe so. The general tone was we may get prosecuted because we were defensive of, you know, the president's positions. on these things.
How do you know that Congressman Gates asked for a pardon?
He told me.
Tell us about that.
He told me he'd ask Meadows for a pardon.
Mr. Gates was personally pushing for a pardon, and he was doing so since early December.
And last but not least, we won't take the entirety of this cut, but we're going to take the beginning fat of it. This is John Bolton on CNN. Yeah. Here's John.
On Verizon.
Joining me now is Ambassador John Bolton, former national security advisor to Donald Trump in his first term. He's also served as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Ambassador Bolton, thank you so much for being here on a big day.
It is a big day.
It's a big day.
Not a good day, but a big day.
It's a big day. Let me get your reaction to this latest breaking news, the fact that President-elect Trump intends to nominate Matt Gaetz to run the Department of Justice. What was your immediate reaction when you heard that?
Well, it must be the worst nomination for a cabinet position in American history. I think this is something that falls well outside the scope of deference that should be given to a president in nominating members of his senior team. Gates is not only totally incompetent for this job, he doesn't have the character. He is a person of moral turpitude. And notwithstanding how difficult it may be politically, this is a nomination the Republican Party should oppose.
You're saying he's the worst. That's a pretty strong language, the worst ever. Do you think the Republican Party will oppose him, though, even those who are saying that they're shocked today?
Well, and then it gets into prognostication. But yeah, the worst ever. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. Tom and I, of course, want to hear from you all. So 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. We're going to dig in when we get back. I've got Tom Paulswitz with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.